Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. To join their team. I believe we are going to hear from RG3 later this hour.
No, I think tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to book him to tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. We are going to get a Stallion update, though. So remember on Friday, Lisa Ann was in studio with us.
Need that.
And Ryan came in and he said, you know, a lot of kids grew up with Batman as their hero or Superman. Mm-hmm. His was Lisa Ann.
Yeah, it's a good line.
And he... I don't know. He had a lot of swagger when he came in here, and he was going to hang out with Lisa Ann over the weekend, so we're going to get an update from Stallion. But joining us right now is our pal Pete Haley, who covers the Commanders for NBC Sports Washington. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Junkies.
Pete, do you want to update Pete. Your intro song with all the controversy?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I guess I should.
Hold on.
Just gives you an opportunity.
What's the controversy?
It's Kanye West. Did you not know this Kanye West opener?
Oh, that's Kanye?
So I had no idea. Can't listen to his music?
I'm not saying I'm just giving
anymore?
Him the opportunity.
I thought it was... To be honest, I had no idea. That was a Kanye
West.
We're not thinking about it. We're just listening to
didn't
the song.
I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, JP, I'm at the center of a huge controversy. I'm going to probably get phone calls from TMZ and all these other outlets right now.
I don't... Yeah. Do whatever you want to do. If you want to change it, change it. It's up to you.
All right. I'll take the bye week and really angst over it and think about it every single day really come to a good conclusion about it.
Right. All right, what was your feeling at the end of the game? I know I felt like we blew that game, but that at the end of the game, I felt like we were lucky to get away with a tie.
Initially, I was really happy with the tie because of when they were facing the 4th and 4 and for them to make that margin, go score and tie it up. And then after that Taylor Heinicke sack where he somehow held onto the ball and was down on the 2-yard line there in overtime, I was like, all right, this is get the heck out of here at 20-20, and it's going to be really, really good. But then as we were doing our postgame pod, I was processing, they were up 10-0. They're a run-first team with a really good defensive line against a pretty bland offense. Like, they should have won 20-7. This should have been a really nice way for them to go into their break. So my initial happiness about the tie has since dissipated, and I'm more upset about it. But in the end, if they win at FedEx Field in 2 weeks, it really doesn't matter. You can still vanquish the Giants, send them to the bottom half of the NFC, and continue your climb up the rankings. But this delayed gratification shouldn't be an issue, because in all honesty, I think they definitely should have won that game. And I think Ron Rivera's tenor and tone in that press conference reflects that.
Pete, I did hear you simmering during the pod. It made me chuckle.
Thank you.
How does Jack Del Rio adjust going forward? I know he has extra time because of the bye week, but we saw this against Mariota. It happened again against Daniel Jones. You're facing Daniel Jones again. It's not like this problem is just magically going to go away. How do they solve the problem of the mobile quarterback that's been a problem for them for basically a month?
Yeah, it's really odd because they handled Jalen Hurts pretty capably in 2 games, and Hurts is way better as a rusher than Mariota and Jones, but it seems like this mesh point issue is becoming one again, and I don't know if it's the way they're teaching it. I know against the Falcons it looked like their way of handling it was just having the defensive end just completely crash down on the exchange and try and just cause havoc and not really like read it. And I haven't watched the game back yesterday. I don't know if that's what they're doing again, but like they know this is coming. And I know on one, I think the 20-plus yard scramble, they apparently had someone who was supposed to be assigned to Daniel Jones and it went awry. So I don't know if it's telling Jamin like for 50% of the plays you're spying him, or have Cam Curl be that guy, or Derek Forrest. But yes, there needs to be adjustments on the defensive side of the ball. And I also think on offense, if they keep it with Heinicke, there were chances yesterday aplenty for him to keep it and run around the edge. And look, I know they don't want to maybe expose him to injury, or they're worried about not giving the ball to Robinson and Gibson when they're such good ball carriers, but the Commanders could be a little more mobile with their quarterback situation too. So that's a very minute detail of the game on both sides of the ball, but it does matter because Jones was that team's best offensive weapon yesterday. I mean, you saw it there at the end of the half when they had 3rd and 4 with like 15 seconds left and no timeouts. They went to their best play, and that was give the ball to Daniel Jones. So yes, Del Rio needs to figure some things out, and I think Scott Turner needs to do a little bit as well.
They definitely need to tweak the defense, but I wouldn't get carried away. The Giants had 316 yards of total offense. I understand Daniel Jones ran for 71, and you want to clean that up, but it's not like the defense did a bad job. When you hold somebody to 316 and your offense puts up 411, you usually win those games.
Yeah, it really was nuts looking back at the box score and just sort of the raw stats with the time of possession and those types and the Giants' meager offensive output. Like, if you just went into that blind, you'd assume the Commanders won rather handily. But I think a really big problem yesterday, and this isn't super insightful or mind-blowing, but it was the penalties and the sacks. That's why this team's third down offense was so bad and probably why they couldn't pull away when they really needed to. I mean, they talk all the time about manageable down and distances. Well, when Logan Thomas and Cole Turner are getting whistled for holdings, or you're taking one of the 5 sacks you took yesterday, that's how you get into third and double digits, and that's how you end up going 3 of 14 on third down and letting an inferior opponent hang around a little bit. But yes, the defense, it is nice that we've reached a point where they have an outing like that and we're all left wanting a little bit more. Hopefully after the bye, they get Benjamin St. Juice back, because while Danny Johnson played a lot better in place of Christian Holmes, I don't know how sustainable that is. So you get BSJ. I mean, this Chase Young saga has to end at some point. Maybe it doesn't end until September 2023, but maybe 2 more weeks is enough, and you can throw him into the mix on the D-line too, and you get a little bit healthier that way, and that allows Del Rio to play a little more to his style as well.
Do you think Chase Young plays in that game?
Oh, my God. It's just so hard to figure this out. It's a never-ending cycle.
And I know.
I'm going to say yes.
It's an enigma.
I'm going to say yes, limited snaps.
Yeah, maybe 10 to 15.
I'm
going to
say yes, too. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm never going to give a prediction about this again. So I'm probably like 0 for 6 on what I've
chosen. Because they wouldn't have activated him if they wasn't eventually going to play.
Right.
So he's going to
play. Yeah, and I think so, too. And also, I understand that D-line's playing really well, and you're getting all these contributions from guys you weren't expecting, but like, they shouldn't allow that to lull them into this, like, we don't really need Chase. Chase for 10 or 12 snaps, I think, could be an awesome player. And, of course, you want your former second overall pick to be more than a pinch hitter, basically, and hopefully next year he is. But you get Chase Young on the field, he's a number 2 overall pick, he's got talent, he's got extreme physical gifts. Like, that is something they should be very interested in doing. And I don't know if it's about Chase just being too hesitant, or Ron coddling him a little bit, or just really being cautious about it, but they got to get together and figure out a way to get this guy on the field, because while it is nice to have the help from Smith Williams and Obada and Tuhill, they aren't Chase Young. And if you could get Chase Young in a spot where he's just coming on third downs, he doesn't have to worry about playing the run or dropping into coverage, or he just gets to go attack a tackle, then that could elevate this group even more.
Pete, I know mathematically it's not, but if you kind of look at the schedules and the records, Seattle plays Carolina this weekend at home. I got to think they got about a 90% chance of winning that, unless they just lay a huge egg. So that would improve them to 8-5. The Giants will play Philly. Let's just say Philly wins that game. So the Giants and Commanders would both be 7-5-1 if Philly beats New York. So just, I know mathematically it's not an elimination game, but do you think that the Giant Commander game would be an elimination game from the playoffs if those scenarios occurred?
Yeah, I totally think so. You're getting you're going to be coming off the bye. You're well rested. You're going to be at home. You just played them. You should be very well studied and attuned to what they do well and what they don't want to do and how they want to attack you. And I know Jimmy G's out, but I'm still scared of that Niners team overall. They're more talented across the board than Washington. The Browns, I mean, I know they played the Texans yesterday, so it's kind of hard to judge that. But who knows? Maybe Deshaun Watson gets that thing moving, and they all of a sudden are a tough opponent. And then the Cowboys look like maybe the best team in the NFC all of a sudden behind the Eagles or even with the Eagles. So I do think this Giants game, considering that they will be right next to you in the standings, they need to bag this one and put themselves in a spot where they can ideally maybe just win one of those last three, get to whatever that record is, because 17 games plus a tie is too much math for me to be doing right now live on the radio. But I think going 2-2 across the final four is good enough. Ideally, of course, you'd like to do better than that, but get this Giants game, knock them down below you and hopefully out, and then you kind of maybe hope to see the 49ers sink. I don't know if they will. But yeah, I think this is going to be a really massive game. And you heard Jonathan Allen talk about that in his postgame presser about how he wants to buy tickets for fans. He wants FedEx Field to be really, really turned up. And I hope it is that way. It's fun to be dealing with these really close, intense games. And the FedEx Field can be a really good environment coming off the bye and send this team onto a final stretch run. That'd be awesome to be around.
I would agree. I think the Giant game and the Cleveland game are must wins based on looking at the schedule, because, and again, Deshaun Watson might be playing a lot better in 3 weeks, but he was really bad yesterday. I know he's rusty, but I just think San Francisco is going to be a tough out, even with Garoppolo out, because of their defense and their run game. And then Dallas, who knows? I mean, that could be a situation where Dallas doesn't need to play anybody. Now, maybe they do still play Dak and all those starters for a half or something, but I think just based on the schedule, Giants, Cleveland, because the Cleveland game is a home game, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I think
those are the must wins, I think.
Yeah, and I hear you on the Dallas. It's too hard to tell whether that will be Dak and CB and all those guys for four quarters or not, but I would prefer to not have to get to that last
pilot,
of course, and it'd be a win or go home, because we've seen this team with a totally different era, but Kirk Cousins playing a lifeless Giants team, and all he needed to do was win, and they didn't come up short. Like, those games are just such pressure cookers, and if you fall behind, you start really feeling like you're running out of air and you can't breathe, and like you have to get the points, you have to win. So yes, get the Giants game. Maybe you go out to San Fran and really harass Brock Purdy and show him a defensive line that he hasn't seen yet, and you can really feel good about yourselves. But this Giants game is massive. They are not as good as the Commanders. They're able to target Christian Holmes. They're able to do some funky things with Daniel Jones, and they were good in their game plan and not rushing or panicking down 10-0. But I think I would, maybe you guys agree, I don't know, but I think the Commanders are definitely better than them, and now you're getting them at home while well-rested. I think Ron Rivera is going to look at that as a game this team must have.
Pete, speaking of preferences, do you prefer a Sunday game or for it to be flexed into the Saturday evening portal 8:15 kick? That's a possibility.
I am obsessed with whatever gets me more opportunities to watch Red Zone. So if the game gets moved to Saturday, that means I have another weekend of Red Zone. I'm getting one this weekend for the bye week. I want it to be Sunday already. I'm going to spend a hotel night with my girlfriend on Saturday in Georgetown because we're foofy, and that's how I'm going to spend my bye week. And then Sunday, I'm going to go to MGM. I'm going to sit in Sportsbook, and I'm going to watch every single NFL game of that day. And then hopefully the week after that, we get a cool primetime atmosphere at FedEx, which has been going better for the Ron Rivera Commanders than the previous installations of this team. And then Sunday would be nice to watch all the other stuff happen.
Very good.
If John Allen bought me tickets,
yes,
and gave me parking,
you can ask him about it tomorrow. He'll be on the show.
If I could take my fam,
sit in the suite.
You know what's the date of the game?
Well, it's either the 17th or the 18th, depending on the schedule being shifted.
I need six tickets. If he would buy me six tickets, I would do it. And parking.
You could also buy your own tickets, EB.
Yeah, I know.
No. You aren't.
You guys don't need radio advice?
What?
You guys don't need radio advice? You've been doing radio for 25 years, but I would advise you to ask John Allen for tickets. I think that'd be a really good exchange that would probably lead to an awkward situation.
Mm-hmm.
So having a grown man ask Jonathan Allen for six tickets when you can definitely buy them yourselves, please do that. I really want that.
I think it might happen.
But there's got to be six tickets in a suite somewhere. Now maybe it's separate suites.
As far as being set very high.
There's got to be six tickets in a suite available.
Unlike you, I don't really love suites, but it's going to be so cold. Then I might
like
a suite.
I can't sit.
I'd rather sit amongst the people close.
Right.
But you're a sweet guy.
I'm a sweet guy.
Hey, what about six sideline passes?
Now that's premier. Premier.
Well, if you're going to shoot for the moon.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Pete?
Get a press pass. Come sit in the press box. You can crank out some stories. You can sit between JP and I. We can have you on our pregame show or postgame show. We can, make it a whole deal.
Twitter's been hacked. You can barely tweet at this point.
I know. My life is just a tragedy right now.
Yeah, I don't know what protection was worse, your Twitter account or the Commanders O-line yesterday. They were both pretty shoddy.
They were both pretty bad. Pretty bad. And I had two-factor authentication, too.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for the rim shot, Cakes. I've been preparing that zing all morning. Anytime. It didn't land great, but I don't think it whiffed either.
It landed. Full on land.
Cakes, I
in
can
my
see.
Opinion.
Thank right, you, buddy.
I could see the Giants going. Let's see, they've played 12, so they've got 5 games left. I could see them going 1-4. They played the Eagles twice.
Yep.
At Minnesota, here, and then they play Indy at home. That's probably a win. But I could see them losing
those
other 4 games.
Rough stretch for them.
I think that they're going to get Philly's B team, though. I think if
I'm the Giants,
if I'm the Giants,
they might win that because
I think you're going to. If you get to 3-2, you make the playoffs. It's really for them. I think they beat Indy, they beat Philly. They just have to win one of these next three: Philly, Washington, or Minnesota.
Yeah, unless that Week 18 game for the Eagles means they got to win it for the division if Dallas keeps pushing
them. I think
they're
going to wrap it up before.
You're probably right. So that's a good call. Philly might not have to play anybody in that game, but I could see them losing, certainly to Minnesota, losing here, and losing this week to Philly. So that's three.
Them beating Minnesota, though. It's on the road, though.
It's on the road.
Yep. It's going to be tough. Look, it's going to come down to the wire. Regardless.
I think so.
All right, coming up next, Friday we had Lisa Ann in studio, and we had a lot of fun with her. Ryan, the Stallion, came in here, and he brought his A game. He kind of earned a night out. I think they were talking about going to the cloakroom and over under. We'll get an update from the Stallion next on his night out with Lisa Ann.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have 10 copies with me, perfect gift for the holidays, and it's a great spot, Burton's Grill in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg, which just opened like 2 months ago. All right, do we have Ryan the Stallion on the line?
All right, we have to remind people, Cakes, get set up this scenario Friday.
So Friday, Lisa Ann joined us in studio. She was a fantastic guest, and apparently Ryan Clary, a.k.a. the Stallion, has been worshiping her from afar for many, many years.
Since he was 13, I believe he said.
Well, 13 sounds like about the right time to discover Lisa Ann if you're the Stallion.
And he's 23.
He came in and he shot his shot with her during her segment or one of her segments on Friday. And they agreed to go out and hang out at, I think it was the over-under.
Well, it was more or less she invited him to his appearance and she would let him sit with him. That was the bit, basically, right? Mm-hmm. That's what, at least the way it was set
up. She said, come hang out with me.
Yeah.
She'd hook him up.
She did.
All right, so Ryan, you there?
I am here.
Is that fair?
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
So, I mean, yes, it is fair. It is fair, but I think EB's trying to discredit me a little bit.
I think a little bit. It wasn't like it was a true date.
He was diminishing it a little bit.
I'm just trying to keep the expectations low.
Now, to take a shot at you, you considered saying no because you had tickets to the George Mason game, I believe.
No. No. So I had George Mason tickets for that day at 2 o'clock. I was never going to be missing that night. If it came down to either or, of course I would have gone out with her instead. That's the obvious. But, guys, it was a crazy night, to say the least. That's all I can say right now. How the night started is we got there around 10:15, and we were at the cloakroom in D.C., a strip joint. And on top of the rooftop, there is the Over-Unders Club, which is some sports book slash stripper hybrid kind of rooftop. Really cool. I mean,
that sounds silly. So it's a sports book stripper hybrid.
Can I ask a question? By the way, I'm so out of it. I didn't even know cloakroom was a thing. Like, how long has that been around?
It's been around a few years.
I don't know about 10,
but it's been around a while.
I don't know the origin story, but
I'm so out of it.
I would say at least 5 years.
By the way, we posted the picture which you had posted on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. It looks like he cleaned up, okay?
Yeah, because he wore dirty pants in here.
He cleaned up, and he wore a button-down shirt. Yeah. It's like red and black.
He looked like he had some swagger in the pic. He looked very confident.
You can see the pic at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. Did you slap some cologne on? Like, what was your pregame routine?
I'm not a cologne guy, so I just went with the normal Old Spice. I smell silly with that. It never fails me. And I have a Old Spice swagger that I kind of like to dabble around me. It makes me smell nice.
That's a different brand.
Did you watch any of her videos beforehand?
No. I did not pregame. I did not. And that's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
everybody would empty a chamber in that kind of situation.
Did you go solo or did you bring your buddy from the Mason game?
I brought my buddy from the Mason game, and unfortunately, that was all we could do, which is perfectly fine. I was just fine with that. I didn't want to bring the whole crew with me.
Lisa Ann is generally okay with there being more than one guy around.
Right.
Yeah.
I've actually seen a video with six.
So you go upstairs to the over-unders strip club / sports book, and is Lisa there? What do you do?
No, so we got there around 10:15 on J.P. Finley's advice. He was like, hey, show up a little later. You don't want to show up right on time. And, Lisa took that advice as well. She showed up a little later. She didn't probably show up until about 10:45. So during that time, my friend and I, we were just in the normal strip club part of it. And we may have been throwing some cash around. Right. Could have, potentially.
Right.
And so in that period of time, we then saw the guy who was hooking us up really, real huge at that time.
Okay.
He was just going to let us know when Lisa's there, and then he'll send us up, because that was like a VIP, like, cornered-off space, and we were getting treated like kings, legit. And so the guy told us, and then about 15 minutes later, around 11 o'clock, we decided to go up, and then as we were going up, Lisa was coming back down to take pictures, and so she noticed me, and she was like, oh my God, you came! And I'm like, hell yeah, I did! Like, you came? And so she was like, here, I'm going to go take some pictures. She was like, you go sit at that table over there, and we'll be back. And so at that time, my friend and I were just like, we're it. Like, we got this.
Right.
And so she comes back a couple minutes later. She's got two OnlyFans models. She's got another porn star who's also a WWE star or a wrestling star. I don't know too much about that world.
Yeah.
And it's just my buddy and I. Lisa Ann and those three models
at the table,
a reserve table with her security guard as well, Justin.
How did you keep it in your pants?
How good did the other women look? Because I haven't seen pictures.
I mean, they're all attractive. Like, I mean, you know, it was like a groupie. Like, I mean, these guys, they were legit, like, stars. Like, I mean, I could show you some Instagram if you check Lisa's stories and stuff. Like, she posted them. But, like, these were legit, like, OnlyFans models. Like I said, the one was a WWE star. Yeah, like, I mean, it was just nuts. And so,
at any point, did you think you were going to hook up?
No, no. I'll just be honest. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I will say, I will say, 4 hours of conversation later at the table with Lisa Ann and those three other girls, night of my life.
How?
So you were out till 2:15 in the morning?
Just a story?
What? Come in here. Brian, come in here.
What?
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 What a letdown.
Yeah. Stimulating a conversation.
What kind of life are you leading? Come on in, Brian. Brian, come on. Set up Brian here. He wants to chime in.
B. Mitch joining us.
Wait, one of these mics. I don't know. Which one? Does that one work?
Gotta get him headphones.
Headphones. His nickname is The Stallion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said he had 4 hours of conversation with people in this industry.
That sounds like a radio
and
show.
And that's all he had?
Yeah, he did a radio show.
That's it. Stallion, that's a failure, dude.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, what do you expect me to do? Like,
I expect you to do exactly what you did. Nothing. See, you've taken his name, you run it off, and you make people think that you're the dude. Basically, I think you were afraid to even make a move.
Were you afraid?
No, I was not afraid. It just wasn't my place and my time to do it.
Were they drinking?
Who place and time is it?
You're at a strip club.
You're at a strip club.
You're sitting in a strip club with some hot babes, and you think you're supposed to be a gentleman?
I was shooting my shot. It just wasn't landing. D-Mitch, these girls were in the guys who are professional athletes who had condos at the 100th floor in New York City.
Right.
I'm in mommy's and daddy's house.
Hey, they may want to go out there and do some, you know,
see, they want to go someday. Slumming. They want to go slumming around D.C. Yeah. with Stallion.
His status is too low.
He just didn't have a shot.
He had
that vibe.
Was he going to take her to a Comfort Inn? I mean,
he just didn't have a shot.
She liked him in studio, but she knew his level.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. He had that little picture.
You know what his level
She's
is?
She's looking for a
65-year-old at a stupid beat bar. That's his level.
Hey, Stallion, I'm glad you had a good night, though, man. Did you clean up after you left?
Of course I had a great night. I mean, I mean, the conversation.
The conversation.
Like I said.
All right, man. Well,
what did you converse about?
What did y'all talk about? What's the main topic you discussed?
Yeah.
D-Mitch, we talked about everything.
I mean,
give me the top three.
The one topic that you discussed please that made you go, woo.
Please tell me to talk about
this. Might be a possibility.
Please tell me you didn't talk about the Nationals.
No. We did not talk about the Nationals.
Did you ask about the industry and all that? Did you ask all the cliche questions?
No, I didn't ask all the cliche. That was basic. You know, right. I was trying to treat her like a normal person, which I was, and that's what I do best. And that's when I went over conversation.
And that's why you had that two-year hiatus.
No,
he had a two-year hiatus.
Oh, yeah. He's no different than Adam. Yeah.
There's hundreds of horny dudes there trying to get her to everyone knows you know what. I wasn't going to be that guy. I was sitting at the table.
You tried to be classy.
So he was a gentleman.
You were trying to be a gentleman.
He was a classy gentleman.
You were trying to be a gentleman with porn stars.
Hold on. No. But you said you were a fan, and you've seen all of the work, and now you're trying to be the cool dude.
Well, this is a Saturday before I play the Giants. I'm not breaking down the film with her. Like, I'm going to be like, hey, you should probably do this. Like, this isn't football. This is me just doing my thing, getting into a conversation. I knew for a fact no one was going to be getting anything. That was the expectation.
Did you have any sex talk with her?
No. I mean,
Hold on, let me defend.
If you had no sex talk, Ryan, you're a loser, man.
Hey, let me. First off, you got to remember, he's 23. Yeah. He's never been in a position like this.
That's why he's supposed to be having all the sex talk in the world.
Well, there should have been some sex talk, but this is what he said. The scene was a big crowd around Lisa Ann, people trying to pick. All night, everyone's trying to talk to Lisa Ann. All night, every guy in the joint
is fans, chicks,
and everyone's trying to talk to that table. No one can get close.
Stallion sitting in the middle of the table. The women are all focused on him. Stallion said when he walked out of the place, there was this ripped, muscular black dude who was a 10. He fist pumped Ryan and said, "You're the effing man."
Why?
Because
he was the king.
He was like,
was
"But
Lord.
You know who woke up with her this, right. that morning? Yeah, yeah, that big muscular black man."
No one did.
Probably.
No.
That's hilarious.
Here's the thing. I was treated like a king. I was comped for drinks. I didn't pay for a single thing. But also,
don't worry, she didn't pay either. That was comped.
Right.
After the fact, all the guys, like when they left and like I was waiting for my Uber, they were all coming up to me and being like, "What the heck? Like, who are you? Like, how did you get in this position?"
And did you tell them the truth?
I'm Ron Jeremy.
No, I told. There's this one really drunk guy who is just. I think he was the one who puked in the elevator. But,
his stories are all the dudes giving him props.
Ryan checking in from Paul.
But it was still, he still says, he claims it was the time of his
but
life.
But why was it so great?
Just being with her. Probably just
because he felt like a big silly.
Because he felt like a big silly.
For 4 hours. You guys are totally missing the point. If you thought I was going to go in there and hook up with a bunch of 10s, you're crazy. I even knew that wasn't the case.
I didn't think that.
Yeah, but at least would have tried to maybe talk some
Yeah,
trash.
Maybe get a lap dance.
I'd have got a fake picture of something, Ryan. Not just that one hugging her fully dressed.
No.
I had my shirt off and should have been having hands or something, Ryan.
Don't OnlyFans chicks, aren't they like notorious for trying to always be creating content?
Well, you know what famous content is? Banging a fan.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a whole series
that's
around.
A whole genre.
I know, but she. Yeah, but she's
a whole genre.
But she's got to be attracted to him a little bit. She obviously wasn't.
You think he's not attractive?
You think they're attracted to everybody? You think they're attracted to everybody they get with?
No.
They usually get paid to the guys. I think
that's the attraction.
Yeah.
Ryan always talking about how much money he has.
Right,
he
so
just
maybe,
did not.
Right, so
he didn't have enough, not in his pocket. Right. Either way,
how much would it cost?
I have a ton of money. I still have all that cash.
You have what money? You I've never heard that. He has money.
He always say he got tons
well,
of money.
He lives at home, so it's just safe. Yeah,
just banks all the piddly money he makes.
If your mom listens to this show, you probably have to start paying rent.
Hey, can you imagine if he blew his house fund on an OnlyFans chick?
Right.
That'd be fantastic.
How did you leave it, just to close that? How did you leave it? Did you guys say you were going to still communicate? What's the deal?
Yes, I do think we will still be in touch. We have been. I have a ton of pictures that I still haven't posted yet.
Did you change numbers? Can you text her?
DM.
So,
I mean,
like, Brian just took off that headphone.
He got nowhere.
Hey, Drab brought up a good point. Ryan's date or night out sounds a lot better than Adam's.
That is true.
I mean, maybe because he didn't have delusions of grandeur, but.
Adam took
Maybe
her on
he's
a paddle
playing a
boat.
Long game, huh?
Adam took her on a paddle boat on the Potomac.
Yeah,
this guy's in a strip club
that.
With her till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I guess.
Getting free drinks.
Was she, hey, by the way, was Lisa Ann drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was. And was she feeling it? Was she, like, buzzing, you think?
Yeah, I think she had a good time. Like, there's some. She was drinking Old Fashions, which I love. I was just drinking normal Bud Light.
That's very on-brand.
Right.
I like it.
I was staying away from the liquor. Right.
Did you get any lap dances?
All right. No, I did not. There's a side story to that, but I just chose not to. Wasn't my thing.
Maybe he's playing a long game. Is it possible? Like a super long game?
I think he's like,
long game.
I think he's like a 16 seed, one and done in the tournament.
Yeah.
He had a night where it was like making connections, shaking hands. I was the big silly there with Lisa Ann. Everyone wanted to be in the position that I was. So I don't know what you're talking about. I had the time of my life. And I've made a friend for life, too.
A friend.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
King of the friend zone right there.
All right, Ryan, we got to roll. Thanks for the update.
For life.
Oh, man.
Post your pictures. What is your Instagram? It's RyanClary99, I believe.
I hung up on him. I don't know.
I don't know. He's like 11 on one and 99 on the other, I believe.
Right.
Sports Junkies Radio, you can see. I mean, he's got a nice picture. But
Yeah, he looked like a little swagger in a picture. I don't know. Maybe it was a great time. Maybe he just liked being a big silly. That's what it sounds like.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? The kid had a good time, though.
He had a good time? Yeah.
Coming up next.
Had a good time.
We will try and hit it big with our Monday night parlay here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for our Monday Night Parlay, which is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. It's a football Monday on the Junkies, presented by Chenega Miles, 2022 Top Workplace. Visit MIOScareers.com. But now it is time for that Monday night parlay, and my first two picks were rejected, so I will scramble, spin the wheel.
You better pick it there, Ricky.
Drabby, I could have had a huge day yesterday because I was live betting the Rams against the Seahawks.
Yep.
And when the Seahawks got the ball back, down four, right? Were they down four?
Down three.
Down three. When they got the ball back down three, I could have just cashed out all of those and I would have just hit it big, but I kept them in there. And obviously Seattle comes back to win, so I lost all those bets. But I was hedging. I was doing the emotional hedge for Skippy Dippy Doo because I wanted him to win. But my account would have been swole if I would have hit that.
Would have been fat.
If the Rams would have won. All right. Matt Cahill, where you want to start off?
Well, I'm in a little bit of a bind here because I'm a big Rashad White guy. He's a Sun Devil. And
fork him.
But nobody knows if Fournette's going to play or how healthy he is, so you can't even bet on any time or rushing yards for the Bucs. So I think I'm just going to stick with Rashad White anytime touchdown plus 105.
All right.
He'll get his carries.
Yep, he's in. All right. Plus 105. All right, I'll just get mine out of the way. I'm going to take Tampa laying the three. I think Tampa, they beat New Orleans week two, 20-10. Now Winston played in that game, not Dalton. But I just think that they struggle. New Orleans is going to struggle offensively. And this is a huge game, obviously. Brady knows this. They want to win the division. Atlanta lost yesterday, so that helps them. So I think Tampa at home laying the three is a good play. So I'll put that in. All right, let's go with Matt Maher. Matt Maher.
Also known as Matt Valdez.
I don't like any of this stuff. I'm going to do Brady total passing yards under 271.5.
Is that an alt passing or just?
It's under the same game parlay. If you're going to, under passing yards.
Okay. So under.
Yeah, 271.5.
All right.
I just think it's kind of a hand the ball off, dump down game.
All right. I think you're right. I think he only threw for 180 in that first game. All right, Mr. Bickle.
I have about the same amount of enthusiasm you guys do. I will take the over into 41.
Hey, we're trying to win this thing.
I'm just going to go over 41.
Over 41.5. All right, you're in. All right, so that just leaves John Paul Flamack.
You're sleeping on cakes.
Oh, cakes. Sorry,
you,
cakes.
You always sleep on
cakes. He slept on him on Friday.
I mean, I feel a little disrespected over here.
No, the reason is because he already told me what his play was. So I already put it in.
Okay.
So I forgot that I actually have to talk to him.
Understand the last time Michael Evans scored a receiving touchdown? Jason Bishop was going out to his Harris Teeter and buying these decorations.
So it was October.
Early October. October 2nd. He's way overdue for a touchdown. Now, he may not catch a lot of balls and have a lot of receiving yards because the connection between him and Brady has been shaky, but I feel like he will catch a touchdown. And to get it at plus 155, I'm using the way past due theory. Mike Evans scores
tonight. I'm going against him in one of my leagues where I have to win.
Yes.
And I'm up 51. He's got Evans, White, and the Bucks defense. I got zippy.
Told you I don't like your chances.
Well, especially if Evans scores, that's going to hurt. All right, Flamac.
All right, I had to pivot. Not once, but twice.
Good.
I think this works with some of the bets because EB's got over 41.5. You've got an Evans touchdown. I'm going to go to the New Orleans side. He mentioned Jameis playing in the first game. I looked at Jameis's numbers. He threw the ball 40 times in that game. Mm-hmm. You generally don't have great success running the football against the Buccaneers. So I'm going to go to Andy Dalton, and this is a little aggressive, but over 250 yards passing. That's alt line.
We'll see.
Over 250 plus 178.
There you go.
All right, here's your recap. Let me put that number in real quick. Sorry. So you got Tampa laying the 3, Evans to score, White to score, Brady under 271 and a hook, over 41 and a hook, and Andy Dalton plus 250. 6 pays you 223.55.
How much? How much does it pay?
223.55.
That's the worst we've ever done. It's the nubbiest we've ever done. Well, I mean, it won't hit either.
If it hits, I will donate.
What is the longest shot there? My plus 178?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Andy Dalton is probably the biggest long shot.
I mean, it's the lamest. That is officially, put that down, like the lamest we've ever done. $37 each.
I mean, I'll just put that up. If I win my $37, I'll put it out on the table, out of the hallway. People, you just take
it. All right, real quick. Follow me on Twitter if you want to interact to my account's back up. It's been hacked. ErikBickle5 or on Instagram, EBJunkies.
All right, remember, it is a Football Monday presented by Chenega Miles, a 2022 top workplace. Visit MIOScareers.com. We got to get out of here.
What's it like being poor?
B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.